And so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of being so wrapped up with the cares of this world and this life, the things that we have to face, the challenges that is set before us. And so many times in our life that we have a tendency of thinking and believing this or thinking and believing that, and then it is just absolutely nothing that we hope for or nothing that we have seen or nothing that we desire to happen. And so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of being so concerned about all this other stuff that we do not focus on the things that is most important in our lives. And that's simply our salvation in Christ. Thank you, Jesus. We get to thinking this, or we get to feeling this, or we get to acting this way, or we get to speaking that way, and our mind is running around in circles, and our thoughts are wandering around. We feel like we are in a dry place, in a sad place, in a depressed place. We get to a place where we think that we can't get out of that place. It's just so much that consumes us in our thoughts that we can't get it together.
And we say goodbye to the thing.
We allow fear of losing this, or fear of not having this, or fear of the next.
What was above me is now under me.
To encage us and ensnare us. We cannot get past this thing or get past that thing because we so emotionally wrapped up in what was said, what was done, what wasn't said. We get so mixed up in our own selves until we ain't even got no peace. And where we looking for peace at, we can never find it, because if we looking for peace in any other place besides Christ Jesus, we would never obtain it, ever. We as people have a tendency of allowing these things to ensnare us, not knowing that God has already got a plan for us. He already wrote our story. He not slacking his promises at all. He already opened up the doors. A lot of times we think and believe that a door is closed. That door is not closed. It's already open. He just got to prepare us to walk through it. Our timetable is not like his. We so anxious. We so double-minded. We so wishy-washy. We so unstable. We ain't got no depth in our faith in God. We ain't got no depth in our trust in him. And he done already proven himself over and over and over again. He done already revealed himself as being a God that cannot lie. Hey! Oh, mama, niloko, shut down. So why are we so disturbed in our thoughts? Why are we so disturbed by what we see? Why are we so disturbed by what we hear, says the Lord? Hey! Oh, mama, niloko, shut down. He called mama, niloko, see. We do it to ourselves because we say that we know God, but we don't really know him. So he try to help us to obtain more knowledge in him. How? Through our experiences. But we don't understand that, and we still lost in the depth of our own thoughts that consumes us, said the Lord. He said it consumes us because we lean to our own understanding, and because we can't figure him out and we can't understand him, so we get so fickle-minded. We uproot things that he has already planted because of our own thoughts, because of our own verbiage, because of the fears that we have in the inside of us that we don't want to face. Lo and behold, if somebody says something, we get offended. Help us today, God, to understand the magnitude of your glory. Help us on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to understand just how much you are concerned about us. Help us to understand, Father God, that we would not continue to walk around with our eyes open, wide shut. We don't want to be clueless of your goodness.
I need you to lay your hands on your neighbor's shoulder and tell him something good.
We clueless of his goodness because the only time that we say or believe that he is good is when he is activating those promises right now. But if he don't activate them promises right now, we can't see the goodness, we don't believe the goodness, and we cannot trust him to reveal the goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord.
Something good is about to take place. Something good is about to happen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is about to take place.
Something good.
Something
God.
Is about to. You say
we act as if we can't understand nothing. Thank you, Jesus. Something good. Something God. Thank you, Jesus. Something good. So many times we get so wrapped up in all this stuff until we be just consumed. Father God, I'm asking you to cover us in your blood and hide us behind your cross. Give us your strength, your peace, and even your hope. Give us your clarity, your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding, Father God, because you said that if we come into you and ask you for it, you'll give it to us, God. So we're coming to you, asking you for it on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not go into a place of despair. We will not go into a place, Father God, to even stay in that place, Father God, in our thoughts and our minds, thinking and believing, God, that it can't happen because it has not yet happened. Lord, help your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to understand that your timing is not like ours. Lord, there's a time and a season for everything. And the seasons that your people go through, Father God, you may have them there for a while, God, but they need to experience some things and learn some things in order to be able to get past some things and to get over some things. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to have clarity in this stuff. Help us to have the clarity that we need, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not continue to walk around in a place of instability. Help us even in our thoughts on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will simply stand on your word because we know that you cannot lie and neither can you die. We know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that any and all things are possible with you, Father God. And because we see the impossibilities because it has not happened yet, Lord, I'm asking you to help your people in their unbelief. Help us on today, Father God, to keep our eyes on the prize, which is you, Father God, instead of the things and the sources in this world. Lord, help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to open up our hearts. Let us open up our hearts on today, Father God, that we may be able to accept your word. Let us open up our hearts on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to accept your will. Open up our hearts on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to accept your way. Because your way is the best way, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you are the way. Lord, help us to accept you in totality, Father God, that we would not continue to walk around empty and in partiality and incomplete. Lord, we need you like we never ever needed you before, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we're going to welcome you into our situation. We're going to welcome you into our concern. We're going to welcome you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, into our hearts. We're going to welcome you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know without a shadow of a doubt, Lord, that we are absolutely nothing without you. Any and everything that we are is because of you. Any and everything that we do or even accomplish or obtain, God, it is because of you, God. You are the one to give us wisdom to get wealth. You are the one to give us wisdom, Father God, to make everyday decisions, Lord. You are the one, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He called it a local seed. So I'm asking you to help us, your people, on today, Father God, that we would not lean to our own understanding. Help us, your people, on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would not look at a situation and believe that it is this, Father God, when you allow it to happen for that. Oh, God. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we won't be running around in the Ocosia and wandering in the wilderness in that dry place, God. Because even if we are in a dry place, Father God, you can simply speak or come, Father God, you call it an Ocosia, and water the land, God. Water our hearts on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, with your truth and with your hope, God. Restore your people back into their proper position, Father God, that they will not continue to slide down that slippery slope of depression and sadness. Let them know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that as they are in the valley, Father God, that you are teaching them, Lord, how to climb to the mountaintop. Ha! Glory! Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that you are governing over our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And that you have already wrote our story. And even though they don't know the next, and they don't know what's to come, God, or even know what's daddy see, let them know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that it's all going to work out for their good, because that's how you planned it from the beginning. Oh God. Help us on today, God. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, even in the even in our communication, God, that we will not sabotage our own selves, Father God, for receiving what you have already predestined. Oh, God, complete the work that you've begun down in the inside of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and let them know that they do have worth. Lord, you say what a man thinketh, so shall he be, Father God. Let us not think so negative. Let us not think, Father God, that we can't when you already said that we can. Oh, God, we know that we are Casio Baba Hashem. Oh, God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, he called it a local son in the Baba Hashem in the local sea. That you would give us the encouragement that we need on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and that we won't get stuck in that place. Help us on today, God. Help us on today, God, because you know what each and every last one of us needs. You know how much of it that we need, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and that we will not be your koshana. We will not look for these things, Father God, in places, Father God, that is unfruitful. It's a real koshana that I can see. I'm asking you to help us on today, God. I'm asking you to help us in any and every area of our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we will be okoshana. That we would know without a shadow of a doubt, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are able and that you are capable. Oh, my mind, in the local sea. I'm asking you to help us on today, God. Even now, Lord, in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. I want you guys to get some yellow sheets of paper and red pens, please. And I want you to write down some things. I want you to write down your name. The first thing I want you to write down is your name. And as you write down your name, I want you to write down the word negativity. I want you to write it down. Thank you, Jesus. The first word I want you guys to write down is negativity. The next word that you need to write down is lost hope. Thank you, Jesus. The next thing that you need to write down is mental stability. And emotional peace. And so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing a thing in our minds and in our thoughts. Our thoughts is what have us to deter from our destinies and our purpose. Our thoughts is what do these things to us. Our emotions from our thoughts is what causes us to sabotage stuff. It causes us to put stuff in our own perspective and prevent us from seeing the truth. Now, what you thought you saw, what you thought you heard, or what you thought you believed, or what you felt like it should have been or should have happened, and it did not, it causes your emotions to go haywire, and then it causes your decisions to sabotage your destiny. I hope y'all heard that. Get another yellow sheet of paper, please. Write your name down. And I want you to write down the word fulfillment. Word, I want you to write wholeness. The next word I want you to write is restoration and then clearing. Fulfillment, wholeness, restoration, and clearing. You cannot be restored unless you have clarity of what you need to be restored from. We think and we believe we know ourselves and we don't, for the Bible says so. We don't even know what's in our own heart. When God exposes these things and these devices, we need to pay attention and take heed to it, because the enemy is cunning and he is subtle. Let me give you an example. Thank you, Jesus. God can be done told you to do something, gave you instructions about something. And so you have made up in your mind that you're going to do that thing. You made up in your mind that you're going to do it because you're tired of the same old results. You're tired of feeling like you're a failure. You're tired of feeling like you're worthless. You're tired of feeling like things can't change and it won't. You get sick and tired of the same old stuff. Not only do you get sick and tired of the same old stuff, you get sick and tired of the same old results. So in the midst of you getting sick and tired of the same old results, you have simply made up in your mind, I'm just going to do what the Lord done told me to do. And you could be going well and it could be getting along with you for about 2 weeks. It could be 2 weeks. You could be fine just doing dandy. And if you pay attention, it's always at that 2 week mark. Say 14 days. See, that means something. It's a story in the Bible. It's a story in the Bible that tells one of God's servants. He say, I know it's been 14 days and it took me a long time for to get there, but you need to know that I was fighting for you. You need to know. So I need you to keep moving and keep pushing. I don't want you to wait till you get to that 14. So it was a reason why I said 2 weeks, because of the story in the Bible. Because you need to know that's when the enemy is going to come to you with that old stuff. He going to come to you with that stuff to get you right back into that place and make you think and believe that it can't change, it won't change, and it's hard for me to do this and it's hard for me to do it. I'm going to give y'all all the scriptures to it. I'm not kidding. I'm going to prove it to y'all today. That without a shadow of a doubt, We need to understand what the enemy is trying to do to us to keep us in that place of despair. He wants us to be in that place where we cannot be restored back unto God, all because of what we see or what we don't see, what we hear or what we don't hear, what we believe or what we don't believe. It's one of his devices. He want to wear the saints out. That's what he want to do. He want to wear us out to the point or to the place that he want us to give up or to stop going or stop. He wants you to do that because he wants you to get right back into that place of degradation and segregation. He wants you to go right back into that place of shame and fear and embarrassment. He wants you to go right back to that place that's way down in the valley so that you can forget that he equipping you to go to the mountaintop. See, that's where he wants you to be. He don't want you to be in no place of peace. He wants you to be so wrapped up and so concerned about the cares of this world. It's like this person, that stuff, and this can't and this won't. He wants you to be so wrapped up in that until your mind is drifting away. He wants you to drift. He wants you to go to that dry place. He wants you to go to that sad place. He wants you to go to that place of also. Come on, somebody tell the people that came in what they need to be right now. That's what he wants us to do. He don't want us to keep moving forward. He don't want us to believe God. He don't want us to trust God. He don't want us to open up to God. He wants us to close our hearts and even our ears to what God is saying to us or what he is going to do for us. And he already done said it because he want to make God a liar. He want us to believe that God is lying. So why you are in that season of waiting or why you are in that place of hoping, the enemy is going to come like a flood, baby. But he needs you to be in a place of stability in your very thoughts. In your thoughts. Because it's in the thoughts that deceive us. It's in the thoughts. For the last 4 days, the Lord has been showing me something about us as his people. For the last 4 days, the Lord has been ministering to me about something concerning us, his people. And he's been talking about these thoughts right here. He's been talking about this man right here. We get so messed up and we get so wrapped up and we be so deceived by what we see and what we hear that it's hard for us to believe what God has already done declared and decreed. We keep forgetting who he is. Now he done showed himself and proven himself. He done showed himself and done proven himself already in times past. He done did it already. He has manifested his sovereignty and opened up his grace unto all of us in some form or some fashion. So we'll believe him for this, but it's hard for us to believe him for that. Why? When he has already amazed us. I'm talking from healing to stability in your mind and your thought. Baby, he has kept us. He has kept us. I want y'all to pay attention to the name of the sermon that he gave me on today. Because I don't want nobody to get confused. And I want all of us to get into that place of being free in our thoughts. Because it does not matter what you see or what you hear. Because everything that you see and hear really is not what it pertains to be, y'all. It's just not. The things that we see and hear have a tendency of putting us in a place of lost hope. Don't ever lose your hope. If God said one thing, it is just that. It may not be happening in the time that you want to. I want you to write down your name and write down anxious. Don't be anxious. If God done told you that he gonna fix that, he gonna fix that. If he told you that, he gonna do it. Don't be anxious until you get to a place in your mind or in your thought that you think that it ain't gonna happen or it cannot happen because it ain't yet happened. Don't be. Because in our anxieties, and when God done already done told us, we don't want him to do it so quick because we don't want to have vacay because it gets it. Okay, let me see. We can't fix nobody and neither can we change them. We cannot convince them or even persuade them, baby. Did you hear what I said to you today? I don't care how you show it, go over and beyond what you sacrifice or even what you even... The things we do out of character just to prove ourselves. Stop. I'm talking to you two ladies right now. But this is for everybody in the sanctuary. First and foremost, anxiety causes us to do things that may be contrary to the will of God. And why is that? Because of our own understanding. What we think and believe that we should do, or how we should do it, just to prove that it should be this way. Mm-mm. You can't stop a person and neither can you change a person or convince them or persuade them that this is just it. I don't care how long it's been. The length of time don't matter concerning this life. But we take that timing in our lives and we put it such a high pedestal that it takes us to a place of lacking in our belief and faith in God, because we want stuff right now. We such a microwavable nation. If that thing is not happening right quick, or if that person is not showing or acting or doing or changing or such and such and such, we get all messed up and get emotionally unstable. And then we self-sabotage our own destiny. The name of the sermon today is, are you amazed or amazed? God is, y'all. What is amaze? I want y'all to understand this. Because these are our thoughts. He showed me the minds of the people, y'all. We all messed up and wrapped up, and our mind is in a maze. And you can't. What is amaze? It's a state of bewilderment. It's something confusingly elaborate or complicated. Amaze is a confusing and complicated arrangement of passages. Now notice when they give you a puzzle maze, it's complicated passages. How can it, see? Amaze is to throw into a state of mental uncertainty. Because we're not sure if I should go this way. Because if I go this way in this maze, I may come to a stop. And then where I'm going to go, because I can't get out that way. See, this is the man. You cannot get out of your own maze and your own mind because of your emotional and your mental instability of what is currently happening in your life. We can't. Why can't we? Why can't we? Because we really don't know which way to turn. So we just walking around in a maze trying to figure out. We walking around with our eyes open, wide shut. Yeah, your eyes is open, but you are closed to the truth. You cannot find that way of escape or that way out because you thinking about this and you thinking about that. Then you holler this, oh, I just want some peace. Or, oh, I just want this to be over. Or, oh, I just want to get through it. How can you get through it? How can you have peace? Or how can you even see the way out when you walking around with your eyes open but they shut? In other words, it's a veil over your eyes because you can't see. Why you can't see? Because you got to know, not think, not hope, but you got to know that God is. You got to know that he's going to fix that thing that you think is unfixable. In the silence of it all, God is doing his best work. He doing something that you don't need to know about. Because if you knew, you may do something that may hinder what he doing. We got to be patient. We ain't got no patience in our waiting. It could be in any area of your lives, baby. It could be in your finances. Oh, I'm tired of this and I'm tired of that. And I just want some peace. You looking for peace in the wrong place. You ain't going to have no peace in your finances as long as you thinking about your finances. Because you're exalting that thing higher than God. He said the earth and seas and the fullness thereof and everything that dwells therein. He also said the silver and the gold is mine. That's what he said. So why are you troubled and worried about money and you want peace in your finances? You ain't going to have it, no. You're looking for the peace in your finances in the wrong place. Because he said, I'm supply all your needs. Everything. No, you just want what you want. You just want your bank account to be at this place. And when your bank account was at this place, because we all can say that we had a fruitful season in our lives, you still weren't satisfied. You still ain't have no peace. Still was in a place of wanting to give up. Kill yourself. Losing yourself. Still. He showed me this maze. He said, ask them, are they amazed? Or are they amazed? Because you could be amazed or you can be amazed. I don't want to be amazed and confused all up in my mind and in my thoughts because of what I see or what I hear. And yet it's hard. I'm going to give y'all the scriptures to it. Everything I'm saying, I already put you in the scriptures. God is not slack at his promises. Because if he said it, he's simply going to do it. But he got to prepare us for it. He had me praying today. He already done opened up the doors, but he got to prepare us to walk through it. We got to walk through it. Because 99.9% of the time when you walk through a door, it always closes behind you. Who want to keep going back through the same door? Experiencing the same thing. Got me going in circles. I don't want to go in circles. I don't want to be in that maze where I get to a place where I get stuck or I am stunted by my very own thoughts. We cannot continually allow the end of the end. The Lord had me praying yesterday. He had me praying that he exposed the tricks of the enemy and sever those devices. But in him exposing it, are we accepting it? We got to be able to recognize it. No, we walking around with our eyes open wide shut. The enemy wants you to go right back to that place of doubt. When God speaks something into the atmosphere over your life, guess what? The enemy hear. The Bible declares that the enemy is the prince of the air, so therefore he got some kind of authority, okay? So in the midst of it, you may be in Christ, and you may be understanding this, and you may be understanding that you think. Because the ways of a man may seem quite unto him, but it's not. The Bible says so. You think. But then the enemy will send a monkey wrench in that thing, baby. And make you think and believe that it ain't going to happen. Because the enemy will use people just like God does. Are y'all following me? And so because the enemy is using that person because they really can't see. They really don't recognize. And then you get to doubting what God has said to you or showed you in the midst of it all. God is going to complete the work that he begun down inside of you. What make you think you is not because of this? He said, I ain't got no respect to person. I want you to be able to recognize these things that's going on down in, inside of your heart and in your thoughts that you may come into a place of repentance and then I can do what I do best. And that's restore you. He cannot restore us if we're walking around here in a maze in our very own thoughts. That's why he said be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That means you got to change your way of thinking. He says life and death in the power of the tongue. So you just going to speak all kind of curses over your own life? I don't think that it can happen for me. Or well, I've been waiting all this time and God, you know what? He ain't going to do it. He said, let's go to the book because I'm getting all ahead of myself. James. Let's go to James. I'm getting all ahead of myself. He don't want us to be amazed. He want us to be amazed. Because all of us should be in a place of being amazed inside of him, because he done did something for each and every last one of us continuously over and over again. We know without a shadow of a doubt it wasn't nothing but God. But if it is not nothing that he is doing right now at that very moment that we want him to do it, we not amazed at nothing that he has done. And we soon forget what he done. Oh, yeah. He talking about us today, y'all. What is amazed? It's a state of bewilderment. It's something confusingly elaborate or complicated. It's beyond your comprehension. So you got to be walking around in a maze trying to figure it out. Sometimes you got to be still and know that God is God. You got to know it. If he stand before you, who can be against you? You got to know these things. Not just say, oh, I believe God. Oh, I trust God. Or that, do you for real? Do we really, really? Because this vision of ours would deceive us. And it'll take us into an emotional wreck. Our emotions will cause us to make decisions that we regret. It'll cause us to make decisions that we do not even want to talk about, baby. It'll have you all messed up and wrapped up. I'm gonna stay on them 2 weeks. 2 weeks, you okay? And then all of a sudden, you breaking again? Don't you know that God got his angels watching over you and fighting for you? But we don't want to fight for ourselves. Read the story, it'll tell you. He wanted to give up. He wanted to give up. How many times you done gave up? When you done been doing so good. When you done been. Then all of a sudden, now you right back in that maze. In your mind. In your thought. Don't you know the enemy works up here, y'all? He works up here through what we see and what we hear. Through our past experience. Because the enemy don't know nothing about your future. Are y'all following me? He knows nothing about your future. But what he do know about your future is one thing. I got to make sure they don't step into it. Now he don't want you to step into your future. He want to keep you right back there. He want you to stay right there in that valley, baby. He wants you to stay right there in that place of depression and sadness and lost hope and fear and shame, embarrassment and doubt. He wants you to stay there. So what other way than bringing your past or your past experiences to keep you bewildered? That's the best way. Because it gives him room to work on you. The Bible say don't give him no room. Listen. James chapter 1. I'm going to start at verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. If any of you lack wisdom, some of us don't really know what wisdom is. We think wisdom is knowledge. There's a gift of wisdom and there's a gift that there's 9 gifts of the Spirit. Wisdom is something different from knowledge, y'all. Wisdom is suitability for bringing about a desired result under the circumstances. That's what wisdom is. If you had knowledge of what to do or how to do it or when to do it, you wouldn't be in that maze. So we need wisdom on how to approach these matters under the circumstance. I'm telling y'all what it means. What is wisdom? It's a body of facts learned by study or experience. You cannot obtain wisdom if you don't go through nothing. So you got to go through something. You can't let go in the midst of going through your experience or that thing that you think is so hard. that made your emotionals get disrupted or discombobulated? How can you obtain wisdom and you have not went through the experience? Because experience is what teaches you wisdom. How? Because if you experience it again, you'll know how to approach it. And then you will have the knowledge of not to approach it the way you did before. Are you? Come on, y'all. Come on, somebody. What is wisdom? It's the ability to understand the inequalities or relationships. You would not be able to understand absolutely nothing if you did not experience that thing. You got to experience it to get the ability, which causes you to have the knowledge of it. Are y'all paying attention this morning? Because wisdom is crucial for us to obtain. Wisdom. What is wisdom? It's the ability to make intelligent decisions, especially in our everyday matters. We don't think right if we are so emotionally messed up. We got to be able to go through this experience so even when we in that circumstance and we emotionally messed up, our wisdom will be activated and we still will be able to obtain self-control. That's wisdom, y'all. Wisdom is being able to control yourself in circumstances, emotionally and mentally. That means I'm putting my thoughts under subjection because it ain't got no rule over me. My thoughts will mess me up. My thoughts will have me in a place, baby, jail or hell. My thoughts will have me in a place, baby, of trying to pull my hair out or thinking I done lost all my schools. Did you hear what I say? We talking about us's. We talking about us's. All of us. Ain't none of us exempt. We got to come out that maze today. And remember to be amazed. Because God is. There's absolutely nothing that he cannot fix. He can fix the unfixable. He can even mend the broken heart so he can make that brokenness be unbroken. He'll put all the little bitty pieces back together. And you know how you throw something at a window and then it shatter. If you touch it, it just break all up. Baby, he can make the smooth all smoother. Did y'all hear me? Why did I say that? Y'all don't get it, so I'm going to help y'all. Sometimes you can think everything is just hunky-dory. But baby, he amazed you by making it even better. He can make the smooth smoother. Did you hear me? God will put you in a place where it does not matter what comes before you. You know it's a fire in front of you showing you that light. That's God. That he's going to burn up any and everything to try to touch you. He going to make sure. See, God is not the kind of God that's just going to send you all out there on your own. When you think you at your weakest, he said, I am your strength. He said, I'm going to strengthen you. But when we think that we cannot make it, baby, and we all the way down in that valley, it's dark down in that valley, baby, it ain't that many lights. You got to experience the valley in order to know that he equipped you to climb to the mountaintop. Did you hear me? You got to. You can't be so distracted in that maze of yours. Because we got different passages, baby, that we go in our mind. Pay attention how the brain is set up. If you look at a picture of a brain and then look at the picture of your intestines, they look just alike. Passages. What goes in got to come out. Naturally as well as spiritually. What you eat is going to come out. It's got to go through all them passages in your intestine. What you think is going to come out, baby. Are y'all paying me any attention today? I'm trying to give it to y'all plain so that y'all be able to understand it. It's passages to our membranes, y'all. And it's like a maze. Where's your way of escape? Because God said he'll give you a way of escape. There's only one way. He said put your affections on things that are above. Because Because when we get so wrapped up and so consumed with this stuff that we see and we hear, we do not use the wisdom, the little wisdom that we got, because we ain't got no wisdom unless he give it to us. Let me prove it to you. The Bible says that any of us lack wisdom, that mean that confusion or that doubt or that not knowing what to do next. He said, ask of God. They give it to all men liberally, meaning he give it to you freely and upbraiding not. So he's not going to criticize you for your feelings. He's not going to criticize you for your doubt. He's not going to criticize you because you come in and ask him. He ain't going to even be mad. That's what upbraiding means. He say he's going to freely give it to you because he wants you to come to a place of repentance. Because if you do not have that wisdom inside of you through that experience, you will never admit, confess, or even take accountability for your own error. It's right here. Let me read it. If you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith. In faith. What is faith? Faith is a substance of things. No. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. And so many people say, what is faith? They be like, faith is a no. That first word is what's important. Now, so whatever it is that's troubling you in your mind, in your maze, in your passages, in your mind, right now, when you write it down, when you come to this altar, when you pray to God, right now, at this moment, you got to activate your faith, which will cause results to take place and manifest in your life. Right now, we ain't talking about yesterday. We ain't talking about that. We talking about right now. We ain't talking about the future because you may not even breathe the next second. We talking about now. Now, faith. I'm going to hold on to my faith. I got to hold on to my faith because I know all things going to work out for my good. Now, I don't know when, and I'm tired of waiting, Lord, and I'm just being honest with you, but I know it is going to work out for my good. I'm not going to sit there and allow the passages in my mind to make me go to a place of negativity in my thoughts. Because when I start thinking something, it's going to take me into an emotional despair. And when I go into that emotional despair, I'm not going to make sound and right decisions because I don't have no stability in my thoughts. Why? Because one minute I'm thinking this way, and the next minute I'm thinking that way, and one minute I'm feeling this way, and the next minute I'm feeling that way, and I don't even know what to do anymore. So I'm finna help you. Listen. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that give it to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Now let me tell y'all what wavering is so that you can really understand. It's to hesitate as if about to give way or to falter. How many times you can start to do something and then you stop because you didn't have no faith? You was wavering. You know what? I ain't going to do that because I didn't do enough. I ain't gonna say that because I didn't say it enough. We hesitate. Look at what wavering is. It's to weave or sway unsteadily to and fro. It's to fluctuate between choices, opinions, allegiance, or direction. Choices. Okay, I got this choice to make, and I know I need to make that one. Baby, most of the time when we waver, we make the wrong choices. What about our opinions? Our opinions become so negative until our choices is going to be bad. Okay, what about allegiance? You could be in allegiance with somebody or even in agreement with what the Lord has told you. But because you have not seen it, you have not experienced it yet, and you've been waiting on it, and it ain't happened yet, it causes you to what? Waver. So what is that? Doubt. It's doubt. And then you don't even know what direction to go in. That's when he started showing me that maze. We fluctuate between these things. What is waver? It's to show uncertainty about the right course of action. We don't even know what to do anymore. We don't even know how to do it anymore. All we know is that we got to do something. Why? You just can't be still and waiting on God. Why you got to? You done did all you could and your back is up against the wall. That's why you confused now. It ain't working out for you. In your mind, in your life, in your thoughts, in your choices, and direction you should make, it just ain't, everything is all discombobulated. So now, there come the sabotage. we're not paying attention that the enemy want us to be in that place. He's tricking us with it. He's tricking us with it that we cannot clearly see it. He's tricking us with it that we do not understand it. That's what he's doing. The Bible says that. But let him act in faith, not wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. So if you waver like that, he gave a description of a sea. Think about a storm in a sea, and you're not in a ship, but you're on a raft. See, some people on a raft, some on a canoe, some got a yacht, some got a big ship, and some just ain't even there, period. They just standing on the bank. Don't you know when you go to the beach and you stand on the bank and them waves is coming real hard, they will knock you down? Say, are y'all paying me any attention? Could y'all hear it? See, because the enemy wants us to be in a place of not hearing. The enemy wants us to be in that place of not being able to understand. The enemy wants us to be so distracted within what's going on in our minds and what's going on down inside of our hearts that we cannot hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And he got us blinded, y'all. He got us blinded by the circumstances that we are in. Listen to the next scripture. It say, let not that any man think that he should receive anything of the Lord. I'm going to start over. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraid him not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, absolutely nothing. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. And you wonder why you ain't done got it yet, or it ain't done happened yet. Stop wavering and stop doubting God. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. What is double-minded? Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, sometimes I will, sometimes I won't. And what is unstable? It's not firm or fixed. It's not constant. You got to be consistent in your believing. You got to be constant in your trusting. Not steady in action or moving. Wavering in purpose or intent. You will never get to your purpose or the intent that God has for you if you're waving. It's apt to move, sway, or fall. I'm going to say that again. It's apt to move, sway, or fall. You don't want to keep falling victim as the enemy try to keep victimizing you in that doggone thing. That is not what God intended for any of us. See, why you thinking that you ain't worthy or you ain't got no worth or no value, God see the best in you and you don't. So while you down in that valley, he got to allow you to experience that thing to let you know what's inside of you so that you can keep moving forward. I'm telling y'all, what is waver? Not being in or able to maintain a state of balance. Who wants that? Why you think people get seasick when they're on the ship? That's why. We get sick and tired of being sick and tired. You wavering inside of your mind and in your thoughts. It's like you on a sea. That's why he used the description of water. Water never stands still. Do it. Ever. Even when you put water inside of a glass and it sit there, it ain't standing still. It's steady moving. You can see them little waves rippling. Water never stands still. Likely to change frequently, suddenly, or unexpected. Why we are so double-minded? You can't be double-minded this way, this moment you think this, and the next moment you think that because of what you see or what you hear. I'm talking about God. I got to read the scripture, 2 Peter chapter 3. The Lord is not slack, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us war. Talking about us. You got to go through that valley. You got to go through that dry place. You got to go through that experience. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I said that. Did I not say that? He wants us to come to a place. Let me go down some more scriptures. I want to read this. I'm going to read it all. All right. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, that some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us war, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Talking about the earth. He's talking about how the end of the world going to take place. It's going to take place with fire, y'all. I'm reading it right now. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned. So that thing that you consume with, or that thing that you want and you yearning with, is corruptible, people. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? So you're supposed to be thinking on things that are good, thinking on things that are pure, thinking of things that are of a good report. Listen to this. Looking for and hastening to the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved and the elements shall melt with the fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And account that the long suffering of our Lord is our freedom, which is salvation. Even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, have written unto us. So God gave him wisdom that we may be able to be helped. He wrote all these epistles and all these books so that we could be helped, which is inspired by God. Listen to this. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood. Did I just not tell y'all all this stuff? Which they that are unlearned and unstable rest. I mean, you wrestling with this stuff because you have not yet learned. Because you ain't asked for the wisdom. Listen. As they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. How many times did I say we do it to ourselves in our own mind? It's the maze within our own mind because we have not learned. Why come we have not learned? We got to first ask for wisdom in the midst of that experience, that we may obtain the knowledge, that we may be able to learn. Listen to this. This is it right here. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware lest you also being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Stand strong, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I preached all this, didn't I? Did I not just preach all this? I told you I'd be getting ahead of myself. What is growth? It's to spring up and develop to maturity. It's to pass into a condition. It's to eventually have as a state or quality. And what is grace? It's help from God. Listen to this. Unmerited divine assistance given to whom is for their regeneration or sanctification. It's a virtue coming from God. It's a quality that gives something special worth. So while we walking around here in a maze, we need to remember and get amazed by what God has done in our life. The Bible declares that God has sent his son Jesus that we may have life and have it in abundance. We cannot have that abundant life in Jesus if we do not trust that his works on the cross is not in vain. They are not in vain because he wants us to be at peace. He said in his scriptures that by his stripes we are healed. So what areas are you healed in? Is it just your physical area? No. It's your mental. It's your emotional. It's your life. It's your finances. It's in your relationships. Is it? And you get wisdom in all these because everybody do not understand. I just read it. The truth. Everybody ain't gonna accept the truth. And a lot of people can hear the truth over and over again. It could be years and years and years that you hear the truth. And you still, it's hard for you to understand it because you are unlearned in what? The knowledge of Jesus Christ. So I'm gonna ask you this again. Do you know him? Because you got to have some kind of knowledge to know that man, to know that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could think, ask, or even imagine. You are not in a tight place and your back is not up against the wall that he won't give you a way of escape. Did you hear what I say? There's always, always another way. Always. We got to activate our faith inside of God in knowing these things. We go to him, oh Lord, I need you to help me. Oh Lord, please do this. Lord, we got to go to him. He said, come to me boldly. Let me give y'all an example. Let me help y'all shift y'all prayers so y'all can get some things activated in your life. Instead of going to him, oh Lord, I need you to help me. Lord, I know you can help me change my thought process. I know, Father God, that you are able to keep me stable in my mind, that I won't feel like I need to kill myself. Because I got life in you, Lord. Lord, I know, Father God, you could change the hearts of the people because you said that it's in the palm of your hand. Lord, I know you can. You ain't got to go, Lord, ooh, touch him in his heart, God. Touch him. Go boldly because I know who you is. I know you able and you capable. So I'm not going to sit here and patty cake with the enemy and cause me to be in a maze passage in my mind and my thoughts as I'm praying. And then I'm going to stop and I'm going to think about this and I know who you are. I know eyes have not seen, the ears have not heard what you got prepared for me while I'm down in this valley. I know you equipping me for that mountaintop because you told me to keep stepping. You told me to keep moving. I know that you are capable. Oh yeah, you ain't slacking your promises. I may not have seen your promise yet, but I know it's going to come to pass. And because I know it's going to come to pass, Lord, I'm going to wait on you. I say again, wait on the Lord. What Jesus told his disciples, he said, y'all walking around here doing this and doing this, just believe God. Just believe God. Because if you believe me, believe God. If you believe God, believe me. We one of the same. I believe everything that he said over my life. I just simply believe God. I know he gonna do it for me. I know he can do it for me. I know he's able to do it. I know that he could change the minds of the people. Because he said he regulates it all. I know can't nobody come and knock me down. Because if God be for me, who could stand against me? If you hit me, I'm going to let you hit me again. And yeah, I didn't experience that. And I had to use wisdom. See, sometimes when you put the word of God on people, maybe that enemy got to back down. He got to back down. He got to. I was physically attacked. And the only thing that I said, why are you provoking me? That's it. That's all I needed to say. And look them straight in their eyes. See, because the devil need to know you ain't scared and you ain't playing. I don't play with the devil. I don't. I don't give him room to come and cause chaos. Because when he try to cause chaos, I got to let him know where his place is. He ain't got no place. We got to be able to recognize these things. We got to be able to recognize the devices. So when I'm in conversation, it's something said or something did. But because I experienced this or I experienced that, then I'm going to think this and I'm going to think that. Come out of that maze. You're in a maze of your mind, baby. And you walking around like a robot bumping into everything. Because you don't know what direction to go in. There's only one. I just preached that a few Sundays ago. That can help you with that. How can he help you? I'm going to cast all my cares at his feet. Because there's a lot of times when people come up against you and say things that are, oh, you did. They're supposed to be a woman of God. They're supposed to be a man of God. And they did this and they did that. And so now when you go to pray to God, Lord, I want you to, they're supposed to be your servant. You know how many people done went and prayed on me and then the Lord done told me that they prayed. He said, the Lord told me just like this. He said, oh, they came and they told on you. I say, did they? He said, yeah, they don't know that they was telling on me to me. They telling on me to me. Yeah. Y'all get that? Because we be so quick to say that ain't God. Or God ain't got nothing to do with that. But God wants us to get right inside of our hearts that we may come to a place of repentance so we won't continue to err. I just read it. And then we will be free and we'll have peace. We won't be all disrupted with what I see and what I hear. I'm not worried about, Lord, you say ain't worrying about no money because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The silver and the gold is here. I ain't got what I need, but he done gave me everything that I... Let's change it. I ain't got what I wanted, but he give me everything that I need. Because we say, I need this and I need that. No, you don't. You need to stay black, white, green, purple, blue, and down. You got everything that you need. He gives us breath. We need that. If there was an air, we couldn't breathe. He gives us everything that we need. We may not have all of the things that we are privileged to have or what we used to have. See, the enemy wants you to think on the things that you used to have or what you used to do, and then think and believe that you are in a dry place or a sad place. No. The Lord, how many times I say it's a season for everything? You're going to have a season of flowing and a dry season. We all have. But while you in that circumstance, what are you going to believe? Who are you going to trust? I sure ain't trusting no job. Oh, he taught me that. He taught me that in the year 2000. February 26th, the year 2000. You know, you never forget the day that you go to a dry place. I did. I don't know about nobody else. But you never forget that. That was the first day of the rest of my life of knowing who God is, baby. Did you hear me? I went from getting anywhere from 1,000 to 12,000 a week to zero. I'm talking about after taxes. To zero. Lost both the houses I bought. Everything was just gone. I did not even know where me and my kids was going to eat and sleep. Because I did tell y'all we had to sleep in my car and use our clothes for cover. Let me tell you how he supplied my needs. I know what God can do. Money don't matter to me, baby, because I had nothing and he made sure I had everything I need. Not just for me, but who was attached to me. I know that he can heal because he has healed me from several things. From cysts and abscesses and water on my brain and them even telling me that I never had kids in my life and I got two and bored four. How about that? From a stroke not being able to walk, paralyzed from my neck, that I know that. See, I had to experience these things in order to know. So while you going through that hard time, that slow time, and that charging and challenging time, you got to experience that thing to know. Baby, I'm on a mountaintop. Come on, who going with me? I'm trying to help you to get there and help you to know that it is accomplishable. Even in the midst of the struggle in the mind. Even in the midst of the struggle of what you see. I know it's praying time. Listen. Listen. Y'all got to know. Write them things down. Put them on the altar and then come to the altar. Pray for yourself. I know. Listen to this song. Listen, I'm going to start it off. If you knew me, man, I'm living proof, y'all.
Of what the mercies of God
have. I know. He can restore you back into your proper place. He can restore your family. He can restore your home. He can restore your marriages. He can restore your children. He can restore your finances. I'm living proof, y'all. Trust God. Believe God. We're talking about the mercy. He say, endure with grace, knowing that he's your help in a time of trouble.
You can't tell
know it.
How long was he evicted yesterday? Because Jesus has given me peace.
I know God is. You have peace in the midst of the mess. Don't wait for nobody else. So write that stuff down. Put it on the altar. Stay on the altar and start praying for yourself. Trusting and believing God.
You think that when Jesus...
You got to get that thing for yourself. I ain't worried about what nobody else doing, how they doing it. I know what I desire to have in God. And I desire to have freedom and keep it. Come on, y'all. It's praying time. Come to the altar. Put that stuff on the altar. If you're still writing, take your time. I ain't in no rush.
And that's what the mercy of God can do.
His mercy and grace is sufficient for us. Jesus,
but I have to share.
I'm living proof.
Because the word really tells us.
I know what he can do. I know he's able and he's capable, y'all.
I was getting to know him. I didn't know that I was getting a father. I didn't know that I was getting a brother.
He the only one that's going to be able to work it out.
He's the one that's been before. They call him Everlasting Father. Everlasting.
You can't do that.
And complete in Christ. And to be here, it brings me
cast to all your care here. Because he care for you.
Because you live give life not all knowing. No one will affirm it for you. Nobody will
all of every thought, every speaking the same thing. Do not allow your vision to deceive you no more.
He's so good. He ain't. I have to cry about it. I'm sorry.
He's capable. He got a big shoe. Testimonies. If you only knew. If only I could just convince you to know. It's just for a moment. It may seem like it's all eternity. But baby, you would tell that story how you overcame. Be free in your mind. Be free in your heart. And knowing he got that power. Jesus. Oh God. So many, God, is broken. Us think, Father God, that we don't want to go on. But God, you sent your son that we may have life and have it in any local and to know it's all going to work out for our good. Oh God, let not our understanding be hard. But open up your revelation on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would not be stuck down in the valley. Oh God, help your people to know and see, Father God, that you're stirring up the gifts inside of the very bowels of their belly, that they may know their work, that they may know what they're capable of, and that they may know what you put down inside of them, God, that they may be able to climb to the mountaintop, God, standing on your truth, Lord, seven lives, God, seven lives, God, oh God, help your people to know that you are just who you say you are. There's nobody that is capable and able of doing what you can, because you, Lord, is the one to hold our power in your hand. You, God, is the one that masturbated all. You, God, is the Alpha and the Omega. You, God, is the beginning and the end. You, God, is the author and the finisher. You, God, wrote our story. You is the one that says it all, God. Oh God. Lord, I don't just believe you for me because I know. But I'm standing in the gap and touching and agreeing with any and everybody else that ever crossed my path, that ever came in communion with me. I'm standing in the gap like I see for the lost and the saved. I'm standing in the gap, God. For you know it's individually, God. You number the hairs on our head. You know us by name. You know us even before we came into existence in the very womb of our mama's belly, God. Saturate us, your people, with your truth. Saturate us, your people, Father God, with your will. Endow us with your glory. Casting all our cares at your feet right now. Every trouble, every worry, every problem, every concern, every challenge, every circumstance. We giving it all to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because you sent your son that we may be free. You sent your son, God, that his blood washed us over. You, God, remove any and everything from our heart that causes the doubt. Remove any and everything from our heart that causes the waver. Remove any and everything from our heart, God, that causes us to think that you gotta respect a person, because you don't. You have no delight in anybody should perish, God. Help us to know that you are God. Oh, God. You are God. And you are God all by yourself. Nobody can compare. Nobody is equal. You, God, are sovereign. You. Oh, God. Oh, God. Help us today, God, to release it all unto you now, Lord. We can't carry it no more. It's too heavy. We don't want to be bewildered in our mind. We don't want to be bewildered in our thoughts. So right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to renew the minds of your people. I'm asking you to renew the thoughts. I'm asking you to renew the hearts. I'm asking you to renew the emotions. I'm asking you to renew it all, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your people won't be in a place of barrenness. That your people won't be in a place of doubt. That your people won't be in a place of shame. That your people won't be in a place, Father God, of self-willed. I'm asking you to renew, God. Oh, God. do it, God. Do it, Lord. Because only you can. Only you can, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Every prayer that we put on that altar. God is. And we are so amazed by what you have already done. Oh God, that alone got us in anticipation of what you are about to do. Oh God, touch your people, Lord. As we outpour these things to you, Lord. Your timing. Give us a heart of acceptance that we may be able to receive and prepare us to receive every blessing that you have already designed for us, Lord. Even now, God. Jesus. Oh, Mama, Nelokos. Oh, Baba, Shea, Nelokos, Abney. Do it, God. Uproot that spirit of pride and haughtiness. Because so many times in our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we allow pride to prevent us, God, from doing what we feel in our hearts. Be our strength, Lord.
Give us a heart.
heart to be kind towards one another, God. Accepting the unacceptable and forgiving the unforgivable. Oh, God, help us on today not to point the finger or wag the head, God. Help us, Lord. And I know that you will, because your words say you delight in doing so. So I'm asking you to do it, God.
I am what you created me to be.
Manifest it.
All of something tonight.
Do it now,
all
God.
Possibilities tonight. And every possibility in me must manifest.
Jesus.
Somebody lift up your hands and say, it's time for me to manifest. Come on, put your hands, somebody, to declare it. Somebody say, it's time for me to manifest.
I want y'all to release some things. Allow God to do what he's going to do for you. So many things that's similar. We are helpless one to another. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Father God, touch each and every individual that's on this altar, God. You know what each and every last one of us need, and even what we don't need. Some of us is learning to accept these things graciously. We got to accept the experience graciously. It's working out for you good, I promise you. It's working out for your good, I promise you. Thank you, Jesus, for working it out for our good. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for considering our prayers and even allowing us to come boldly to your throne. Thank you for giving us the courage, Lord. And that thing that we was afraid of. We don't want to be. Fear is not our future. I'm not afraid to open up myself. Even though I experienced when I opened up myself before what you did or how you did it. I'm not afraid anymore. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. I'm not going to allow my fears to prevent me or keep me from being in that place of peace in my mind. I'm not going to lust after money and houses and cars and all this, and I'm afraid I can't have or I will lose. I'm not allowing fear to cause me to think and believe that a thing or a situation ain't going to change, because I believe God. I believe God. It's so many times that we put ourselves down or think we're not worthy, or we forget our value. You are valuable to God, everybody. He loves us just that much, because he say no matter what, his love will not be separated from us. He want to separate the sin so he can give us and show us just how much he loves us. Come on, y'all. On the count of three, I want everybody to scream. Just release. We need to release. There's so much boggled up. 1, 2, 3. Come on. Y'all ain't ready? Y'all ready? On the count of three. On the count of three. It's a form of releasing. We can do all the praying we want to. Praying and releasing is two different things. Don't worry about who's gonna do it or who ain't. You need to get your own. So we're gonna try again. We're gonna try again. To release today. You gotta get it for yourself. I'm already free. I'm trying to help you to be free. So Lord, I give it to you today.
Seed of God's that lost hope. Uprooted, Lord. He didn't plant that
He ain't got a hope. That's why he sent Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. If you don't do it, Lord, it can't be done. It can't be done if you don't do it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Do it, Jesus. You're the only one that can do it, God. You're the only one that can fix it. You're the only one that can change it. Do it, Lord. So many different other things we need to understand. It ain't got to be nothing specific. How about all of it? Because I know if he did it for me, he can do it for every individual in here. I know he's able and he's capable. Jesus. Jesus. I'm living proof, y'all.
Of what the mercies of God can do.
Jesus.
If you knew me, then you'd believe me.
I don't just say something to make you feel good. Just so that you can understand that it's available for all of us. Freedom is available in every area of your life. Don't allow that maze and the passages in your mind to consume you and distract you from receiving your freedom today. Please. Jesus.
So full of grace. And I mean it too. Because the funny thing is,
thank you, Jesus.
Even though Jesus is on your side, he's against the people who hurt you. What he did for me was more than
thank needed. You, Jesus.
He set me free from unforgiveness, from anger.
He carries so much stuff and never released it. Lord, help us in our unforgiveness. You just got to let some things go that some people did and some folks said or how they acted.
Oh, man, but I had to share.
Because you got to let it go.
And he has so many names that when I was
because that's what got you in that maze in your mind.
I didn't know that I was getting a break.
Help us, Lord. Free us, God, from our own selves. I read that the Bible said we do it to ourselves.
Everlasting.
Help us, Lord.
I have no need or want.
Touch every individual on this altar, God.
And complete in Christ.
Oh, Lord, I beg you, let them accept your word today. That they may be able to understand the freedom in you. Jesus, give us that clarity that we need and that peace that we could experience and walk in your grace. I stand in the gap for everybody, God. every nation, every tongue, every religion, every nationality, every culture, and every person that you ever crossed my path that came in communion with me, God, that even just saying hello, I stand in the gap for us all today. Accept these prayers on the altar, the things that we release to let go. Accept them all today, Father God. Remove any hidden motives or any hidden intentions. We tell you we love you and we appreciate you. And we are in expectation for what you are about to do in our lives. Thank you, Lord. In your son Jesus' name. Amen. Come on. Let's give him a hand clap of praise, y'all. Come on, everybody in the sanctuary. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. He's so, so merciful. You may be seated if you want. Thank you, Jesus. That goodness and that mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Notice what she said. I thought I deserved to be 6 feet up. See what I'm saying? But listen how God restored her. These thoughts, it's that maze in his mind, the passages. Help us, Lord. Free us from our own sins. She said if she believed that she'd still be lost. But the mercy of God, that blood, oh God. Jesus. I thank God for his word on today. Your freedom ain't based on what you did, what you experienced. Your freedom ain't based on what nobody said or how nobody acted. That ain't what your freedom based on. It's all based on Jesus. On God. That's it. That's it, y'all. Thank you, Jesus. Go get y'all something cold to drink. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for that word on today. Because it's been ministering to me for 4 days, y'all. It's been 4 days. He woke me up this morning about 3 something. And he really was talking. And I was preaching in my sleep. I jumped up out that bed. Jesus. Are you amazed or amazed? Wow. The things he be having me to write down. Because we need to understand that he concerned about us, y'all, in every area of our lives. We ought to always be amazed at what God is doing in our lives. Just simply by allowing us to, just imagine, we standing up straight. That's amazing. What manner that he formed and constructed our bodies that it stand up straight. That's amazing. How your brain look like your stomach intestine. It's amazing. But they got 2 different functions. But both of them got the same function. What goes in, come out. They use for 2 different things, but got the same function. That's amazing. That's amazing. He never ceased to amaze me, y'all. I guess it's just me. I don't know. I just thank God for even giving us the revelation in these things that we won't be lost. If we are lost, it's because we desire to stay in that place of comfort. He wants us to mature naturally as well as spiritually. You can only mature through your experiences. Don't mess around and be fasting. It ain't no way you're going to be in a fast and not accept the word of God. If you can't accept the word of God in a fast, what are you fasting for? Because the fast is to break these chains. It's to loose you from the bondages and all that stuff. Not to still be amazed in your mind. God ain't got nothing to do with that. He gave his word on today. I pray that you guys accept his word on today. Because he knows exactly what's good for us. What's best for us. We're gonna get ready to get our tithes and our offering, you guys. Anybody need any envelopes, please raise your hand. Renee, you get the envelopes, please. I love you guys so much. I pray that it was something said on today that will help you to get past you. That it help you not to create or have a maze in your mind and in your thoughts. Anybody else need an envelope? Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for his word on today. I thank him for anything and everything that he has spoken. Because I'm in expectation to see his goodness. Anybody else in here in expectation to see his goodness? Because I'm free from them thoughts in my mind, baby. Thank you, Jesus. I'm in expectation. And some people gave me their tithes and their offering this week. Quite a few people, actually. Thank you, Jesus. And come on, everybody in the sanctuary, let's give God another hand clap of praise. Everybody in the sanctuary, thank you, Jesus. Waited patiently. That's why I gotta play this song. We gotta wait patiently. Thank you, Jesus. I love you guys so much. It's the word that God gave me. Y'all know when he finished, I'm finished. I can't make up nothing. Then I'm gonna be in trouble. Get ready to see. I'm ready to see it. Y'all ready to see it? I'm ready to see the goodness. I'm ready to see the goodness. Mm-hmm.